Well, good morning. So glad to have you back with us for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor, senior citizens pastor, and often we have Bible studies. Most of the time, however, we have the opportunity to have folks in the studio that can share a bit about their life. And today we have Jeff Jackson with us to tell us about how he met the Lord. Jeff, we're glad you're here this morning.
Thank you, Pastor.
And Jeff, we all have different journeys, I guess we could say. And it's really neat to realize that when Jesus was talking to people in the New Testament, it seemed like every person that he talked to, he would approach them differently. He would talk about different backgrounds and things like that, because everybody's different, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
So it's really a neat thing to just listen to how God worked in individual lives. And Jeff, you've got a story that we'd love for you to share with our folks this morning.
I guess my story, Pastor, would probably start when I got out of high school very early, about 17 years old I was. And I had started to go to college.
Okay.
I'd gotten in Marquette University, and I planned on being a doctor.
Oh, neat.
But I think what happened to me is I had gotten used to being able to ask a lot of questions when I was in high school, because I was in a smaller classroom.
Sure.
So when I got into college, the bigger classes, particularly my chemistry class, was probably 400 or 500 people. I got kind of frustrated.
Yeah.
And that led to me dropping out.
I see.
So from there, I got into what was called a CETA program. The government had a CETA program. It was a program where you could train and learn different trades. They paid you $92 a week.
Wow, you're making the big bucks.
Yes, I was. Anyway, they had about four different things that you could learn, skills that you could learn. And yeah. I chose machining.
Okay.
And so after my 12 weeks, I got out, start looking for a job, and they also helped you find a job.
Okay.
I got kind of frustrated because not too many companies wanted to deal with a guy that didn't have any experience at nothing, even though I learned this.
I see.
And so what happened is when I finally got a job, it was $2.90 an hour.
This is what year?
This was around 1975.
Wow.
Yeah, people laugh when they hear me talking about that.
Yeah.
But that's what I was paid at the time.
And working in machinery.
In machining at the time. It's kind of unheard of right now, but
yeah.
Back at that time, when wages for machining really weren't that high, and a guy that just got out of school with no experience.
Right.
And so I took the job.
You were just glad to have a job, I guess.
I'm just glad to have a job. Somebody right. was finally willing to take a chance on me.
Okay, okay.
But I kept looking at the same time where I was working that.
Yeah.
And I eventually got laid off from that job.
Okay.
Then I found another job.
Mm-hmm.
And that job, well, on the south side, that job was probably $3.10 an hour, so I got a raise. I got a raise.
Went up in this world.
Yeah, I got a raise. So from there, I had moved into an apartment, and I realized that that money was not going to be enough to pay for my rent.
Exactly, right.
So I kept looking. I finally found the job out in New Berlin, and this job was $5.62 an hour.
From $3.10 to $5.62.
Yeah, I'm doing good now.
Yeah, okay.
And when I got to that job, my supervisor there was a Christian.
Hmm.
And I was so excited about making that amount of money.
Right.
But I really didn't know much. He was willing to invest some time in me.
Boy, what a fantastic need there was for somebody to do that.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And I think because he was willing to invest the time that he was, I didn't get offended when he started to share some of the Word of God with me.
Okay. All right.
He would give me an assignment. He would show me what to do.
Right.
And then he would give me a scripture.
Oh.
And then he would tell me something that MacArthur said and something that Swindell said and something that Stanley said.
Sure.
I didn't know any of these guys. Right. I didn't know what he was talking about.
Right, exactly, yeah.
But he would share like that.
Okay.
And I would hear that from him every day, almost. He would have something to say to me about what God said.
Huh.
And so a little later on, another guy got hired in the group. He also was a Christian.
Wow.
He would hang signs around Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
And he would talk about his testimony.
Okay.
And that guy kind of irritated me, though.
Oh.
I have to be honest with you.
Okay. Was he pushy?
I kind of felt that he was a little bit at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I kind of realized that this guy represented good.
Okay.
You know, because I'm not going to say he raised us to be Christians because I can't really talk like that mm-hmm. in that sense. But mm-hmm. he would have us say a prayer or a verse
okay.
around the Thanksgiving table and the Christmas table at that time.
Okay.
So I believed in the Bible. Mm-hmm. I believed that was God's word. I just never really read it.
Right, exactly.
So it happened that I eventually met my wife. She asked me, we ended up moving in together. I moved in with her.
Uh-huh.
She got pregnant.
Okay. Now, she wasn't a believer at this time?
She was not a believer either.
Okay, all right.
She was working at a factory.
Okay.
What happened? Right. She ended up getting carpal tunnel in her both hands.
Oh.
So she had to quit her job.
Okay.
Then I took on a second job at the time.
Wow.
When I took on a second job, the supervisor on that job was also a Christian.
Man, you just got surrounded.
Yeah. When he found out that I was not a Christian.
Uh-huh.
He told me, he says, I'm going to pray for you, Jeff. He says, I'm going to save you. So I'm going to save your soul, Jeff. And so I was like, what is it that he really sees in me?
Yeah.
That he thinks is bad that I needed to be saved?
Sure. Yeah. Right.
And so I would probably say maybe 2 years later, after my wife had retrained. She had gotten to a special program, and she had retrained.
Okay.
And went back to school, and now for what she's doing right now, which
right.
is the educational assistant.
Okay.
I had let that job go, the second job go.
Mm-hmm.
I was at home one night. I just put my daughter to bed.
All right.
I was sitting up watching Monday Night Football.
Right.
I'll never forget, there was Oakland Raiders and Dallas Cowboys just playing. At halftime of the football game, for whatever reason, I felt the need to open up the Bible and read the Word of God.
During halftime?
During halftime.
Wow.
And so I did.
Okay.
And I opened up to the book of Revelation. And I don't know why I went there, but that's where I went.
Sure.
And I started to read first chapter. Got to the passage where he talked about blessed are they that read and hear
yes.
and heed the things that are therein.
Right.
For the time is at hand.
Yeah.
I felt really convicted at that time because I know I wasn't the person that read.
Okay. I see.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know that didn't, I wasn't among the person that was blessed that it was
mm-hmm.
talking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I kept reading and I ran across Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Oh, wow.
I was sort of convicted by that. And then I continued to read until I ran across the judgments
yes.
that God
right.
talked about.
Right.
And for the first time in my life at that time, I knew that my heart was not right with God.
Sure.
Now, I had felt up until that time that I was all right with God.
Right. You weren't a bad person.
I wasn't a bad person.
Right.
I really haven't done anything that bad that I can think of.
Sure. Yeah.
But for the first time, I felt like I wasn't right with God and I was in trouble. And this, especially when I read the part where it talked about the seal judgments, where something was going to happen to the people that did not have the seal of God on their forehead.
Right, right.
Now, not really understanding what that was talking about, but I understood I didn't have anything.
You didn't have, okay.
And so I got so afraid at that time that I had gotten on my knees and I'd asked the Lord to forgive me of my sins.
Wow.
And I remember my supervisor had told me what to do, how to do it. I just was never ready to do it.
Why, exactly, right.
I said I was going to do it when I, maybe 59, 60 years old.
Right. Life just about over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right about like right now.
Right now, yeah.
But anyway, I got down on my knees and I asked the Lord to forgive me because for the first time I realized that I wasn't right with God.
Because you need to see yourself as being a sinner before you see a need for a Savior.
Right. That's correct. And so from that point on, I had gotten up and went back to watch the football game.
Right.
But God had done something in my heart at that time.
Uh-huh.
Because from that point on, I was never the same person again. I had a desire all of a sudden to read the Word of God.
Yes.
In fact, I couldn't wait to get home from work to read the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I had a desire to go to church. And so I started to talk to some other people around there. I found out there were more Christians there at the job.
Yeah.
And one of the guys invited me over to his church. So I came to his church.
Mm-hmm.
And I started attending that church. And that's where I was for probably the next 5 years.
Okay.
Attending his church.
Right.
But from that point on, it's just been a desire of my heart to just grow in grace and in the knowledge of Him.
And the people that say, there's nothing special about the Bible, who are they wrong? Because the Bible is the Word of God unto salvation. Yeah. And boy, when salvation comes to your life, everything changes, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. As a matter of fact, my wife would say that I was scared straight.
Scared straight. That's good.
But in a sense, I think the fear of God, the fear of the Lord came upon my heart
right,
that time.
Right.
And since then, I really learned that this was really a reverential fear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right.
And now I've learned more about the love of God. And I can see what God was doing with this whole thing of giving me these jobs that really didn't pay much. And
right.
I see what He was doing now, how He brought all that together and put me in a position where I would listen to somebody.
And that you would be around people that knew the Lord and that wanted to share the Lord with you in Bible verses and statements by preachers and things like that. You can see the hand of God. And my friends, we've come to the end of our broadcast, and we'll continue this next time. But it could be that you see the hand of God in your life as well. Maybe you see God beginning to arrange circumstances or bring people into your life. And they're trying to tell you about the Lord. In fact, this very program may be a part of God's work. Open your heart. Let Him work. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in an awesome way.